In today's episode of The Leader, we're excited to have Ms. Therese Spears, the visionary general manager of the Leadership Project. Say is not just a leader, she's a trailblazer in the digital market in digital marketing and leadership training, guiding her team to achieve remarkable success in various ventures. Say's journey is a testament to the power of diversity and adaptability, having lived across the globe from the bustling streets of Hong Kong to the vibrant city of Melbourne. Her experiences have shaped her into a flexible and forward-thinking leader. Join us as we explore Say's incredible journey and the insights she brings to the world of leadership and digital innovation. Ladies and gentlemen, live straight from Australia, Miss Say.
Hello, hello, Brother Roy. Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, kamusta? Good afternoon. I'm really good.
Are in Melbourne right now. What's the time difference? But you are ahead or?
Ahead? Kami ngayon ng 3 hours. But on April 7, we're gonna be back to 2 hours. Dahil sa daylight saving time.
So parang malapit na mag-dinner dyan sa inyo ngayon.
Yeah! Dinner. So, okay. Ang ulam lang namin later magiging ano lang, sobrang simple lang kasi madali lang ang lutuin.
Mm-hmm. How's life in Melbourne, say? Kamusta?
Really good. I think Kasi tumira ako sa Hong Kong for 2 years. And the life there, parang feeling ko, for single, it's really okay kasi yung nightlife, there's still other things that you can still see. Yung hills, mountains, trails, etc. Sa Singapore naman, when you go, it's also for fun. Pero mahal yung expenses, living expenses. And here in Melbourne, it's really good. Actually, harap lang namin yung tram station, yung healthcare is really good, everything. Mm-hmm. Public transport, yung weather, although mainit ngayon, it's 38 degrees, it's really good. Parang I'm working on a work-life balance, but I'm not enough working during Saturdays, Sundays. I'm trying, but not yet. Mm-hmm. Yun. Ganda. Sobrang okay dito sa Australia. But it really depends on the people around. Kasi, syempre, di ba?
Correct.
Diba? Kung iko-compare ko naman yung buhay ko sa iba. So, yung iba, mahirap. Pero, sa amin naman, siguro grateful lang ako kasi asawa ko, Australian. And he's really good on his job and our business then.
Correct. Okay, so let's talk about the Leadership Project. What is this all about?
Okay, so the reason why we started the Leadership Project, kasi there's a little doubt right now that the world is facing a leadership crisis. So we're seeing record levels of engagement in the workplace. So whether you look at records from ATD, the Association of Talent Development, or you look at the research from Gallup, diba, it tells us that only 16 to 20% of people in the world truly love their job and life like their boss. So, and that's a tragedy talaga. So we're spending up to 1/3 of our lives in a workplace that doesn't inspire us, or worse, still completely stress us out. And in some cases, kasi yung toxic workplaces that are impacting people's mental health. So that's the reason why we've got the Leadership Project to challenge the school. So we want to create a world where we help leaders to create amazing teams and amazing workspaces so that people fall in love with their job again. Yan.
Di ba sabi nila, leadership, does that mean that kasi di ba pag being a leader basically is siyempre you start from, for example, you become a boss of a company, normally dumadaan ka from 0 to 10, and that's the training you have, parang dumaan ka sa ladder and then that's it. Hindi pa ba yun enough?
Everyone else can be a leader, pero may, alam mo yung ano, there are instances that you really need to train for being a leader. Kasi yung iba, hindi naman talaga nila yung pinag-aaral. And the moment that you promoted for something, di ba? Ano ba ang dapat kong gawin on my team? Anong gagawin ko para sa sarili ko? What skills do I need to do for myself? Ayun. So, ayan yung, you know, ito yung training na ginagawa namin for the leaders. And my husband, my husband and I partnered to do this leadership project.
Is the ano ba being is being a boss and a leader the same or it's different? When you're the boss, you're the leader, right? Automatically, you're the boss, eh? So you're the leader.
They are very different. Kasi ano, diba yung boss, they can just ano yung parang bibigyan na lang nila ng task yung kanilang mga subordinates, employees.
Correct.
Without doing ano, di ba? But when doing a leader, you are empowering your team. You are empowering them to do this task, to do something else for them. Yun, yun yung ano. So maraming cases yon, yung boss versus leaders. So it's a very, very, you know, broad topic then.
Yeah. So before we ano, as we go further, paano ka naabot dyan sa leadership project? Could you tell us your journey? Kasi you're from the Philippines. Paano ka ba naabot dyan? Saan ka ngayon?
Okay. So, around 2020, when my husband started a podcast, pero it's about the fitness. He really loves fitness. He joins Spartan, marathons, half marathons, trail running, etc. So he did the podcast about this fitness. And then after a few months or after a few podcast episodes, sinabi niya sa akin na medyo nahihirapan na siya kasi when he's doing this podcast episodes, kailangan niya magbasa. Kailangan niya basahin yung ano. And there is an everyday, you know, changes do sa fitness world industry. So sabi niya sa akin, we were walking sa Singapore noon, na as in walking around sa Singapore, na he really wanted to do something
say, I would like to ask, are you into fitness also? Kasi she's into fitness. Doon ba kayo nagkakilala? What was that?
Hindi.
Okay. So, then, prior to meeting your husband, what do you do? Parang ganun, if you don't mind.
So, I'm already doing this virtual assistant even before. So, I've been doing this. I'm VA na ako for, oh my God, malalaman ng edad. More than 10 years.
Sana, for many years na lang. I've been a PA for 10 years.
For many years. So, yung VA na ako into this digital world already for a few years. And then, so you know, yung asawa ko, background, nagkakilala kami ng asawa ko sa Hong Kong because of travel. So, I've been visiting Hong Kong because of travel. And then, nakalala ko siya there because of a friend.
Because
of a friend. Hindi siya nakalala. So, parang random. And then nagkakilala kami doon and then there you go, everything happens there sa Hong Kong. So, alam mo yung ano yung feeling na actually hindi ko naman ini-imagine na sarili ko na magkakaroon ako ng Australian husband or let's say yung word na afam.
Pero you never thought na talagang one day magkakasawa ako ng walang ganun.
Walang ganun. Kasi yung thinking nun, yung mindset ko nun, gusto kong yumaman. Gusto kong mayaman kasi ang hirap ng buhay. Ang hirap ng buhay sa Pilipinas. Gusto ko yumaman. Gusto kong mag-travel. I even wanted to go to Dubai that time or Canada. Gusto kong mag-pursue sa Canada. Pero nandito pala ako mapupunta sa Australia.
So, moving forward, you met him. The question is, diba, you're a Filipina, he's an Australian. These are totally different para magkaiba to. So, paano mo nagustuhan, paano kayo nag-click when he's, diba, totally magkaiba kayo eh. O, diba?
Oh, I think, sabi niya sa akin, number one is music. I think it's the music. It's because dancing, we really love to dance. We really like music. And then, I'm into a little bit of fitness, but hindi katulad niya na grabe yung ano niya, no? Twice a day. So ako siguro mga twice a week, ganun lang ako. And then, nag-take kami sa travel. And then I keep on asking him so many questions na talagang, ano, nagiging ano siya yung something else, questions na talagang, oh my God. And then sabi niya siguro kung word na, word na not into his mind, baka hindi kami nagkatuluyan. Ganun yung, yung thinking doon.
So talagang to cut it short, parang nag-click lang kayo.
Oh, nag-click lang kami. Everything happens. Like sabi ko pa nga sa sarili ko, hala. Yung alam, parang ang ganda ng feeling na nag-uusap kami, ganun. Na parang because we started as friends. Siguro yun yung we started as friends. And then, hindi masyadong, ligawan agad. Ganyan. Ligawan agad, hindi eh. So, we started as friends. Tapos, hanggang sa nagkita kami sa isa't isa. And then, doon na lang namin napagtunto na, nagde-date pala kami. Ganun yung ano.
So parang, based on your story, talagang it's true that love is universal, no? Hindi siya yung parang pag Filipino lang din. Kasi may nagsasabi kasi dati, pag nasa ibang bansa ka, Filipino lang ang asawahin mo. Kasi pag ibang lahi, most probably, it will go downhill, 50-50 yan. It will go okay or not. Parang yun nasabi nila, yung mga namimit ka. Pero in your case, parang hindi. Parang it hindi siya ganun eh. It's you're just saying na parang it's really, love is really universal. Parang ganun yung dating sa akin. Tama ba, Say?
Tama. And then I think one of the things, yung communication namin to each other. We really need to talk to each other. Give some time early in the morning. And then during the night, talagang intimacy when it comes to yung kiss, hug, communication, asking questions, how are you every day? How are you? How is your sleep? How's your work? Ganun kaming dalawa. So doon pa lang yung communication namin. Hindi yung pag-uwi na asawa ko, yun yung pag-uwi na asawa ko, basta na, anong ginagawa mo? Hindi ka nagme-message sa akin. Ano ba yan?
Okay.
Natutunan ko yung communication between the two of us kasi yung asawa ko ayaw niya ng away.
Pero hindi pa sabi nila parang pag walang away, parang walang kwenta. I mean, kailangan may away daw ang isang relationship. What are your thoughts on that? Kailangan daw may away.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's sa aming dalawa kasi even ako kasi nai-stress ako mag-aaway. May kapag-aaway ko, English speaking. Ano, joke? English speaking asawa ko.
Oo nga, so tama, diba? No? Okay.
And then number
two, okay.
We are losing how many minutes of our life. Mag-i-stress lang ako, magkakaroon ako ng additional, ng wrinkles. It's not healthy for me as well. My God. Baka makikipag-aaway. So I'm doing something else na okay. We're trying our best to communicate to each other. Yun talaga yung sasabihin ko din sa kanya kung anong problem. Oh, may problem ako sa iyo. Ganyan meron tayong kailangang pag-usapan. I need to talk to you about this one. Okay. Kasi kapag hindi ko sinabi sa iyo, then after that, okay na kami. So walang away, yung away na siguro ang last naming away is yung nagda-drive, na tinuturuan niya mag-drive dito sa Australia. Yan yung mga ano namin. And then, then after a few minutes, okay na kami. Ganun, so, ganun lang kami.
Anong, could you, I mean, maraming, alam mo, ang relationship ay isa sa pinaka-complicated na bagay sa buong mundo. Could you share siya, share some thoughts or ideas? Kasi pasok pa tayo na sa February pa tayo, love month pa to eh.
Parang isingit lang
natin konti sa love month. What is the secret ba to a good relationship? It appears to me, kasi I see you on the Facebook, parang you are very happy, the two of you are very happy with each other. Could you parang give us a tips or ano ba ang sikreto dyan for a happy relationship?
Okay, I think yung number one is communication to each other. Talagang kakausapin mo yung partner mo. Number two...
When you say communication, kasi medyo broad siya eh. Lahat naman siguro ng mga mag-boyfriend or mag-asawa, nag-uusap naman sila. Bakit may nag-aaway pa rin? Kasi communication, di ba, nag-uusap, yun eh. Tama ba? If I'm wrong, nag-uusap. Pero bakit, could you define yung, when you say communication?
Okay.
Kasi may nag-uusap nga dyan, nag-aaway pa rin eh.
I think it's because the give and take when it comes to our communication. So, sa aming dalawa, ako muna magsasalita and then siya muna. So, early in the morning, nagtatanungan kami, how are you? What are your plans today? Ganyan. As in, questions that, questions about each other. And then yung pag-uwi niya, how's your day? Pero kasi yung broad kasi yung how's your day eh. So what happened to your lunch? Ano yung nangyari sa work mo during this time? In the afternoon, are you okay? In the morning, how's the, kumusta ang traffic papunta? And kumusta ang traffic pa uwi? So make something else, yung relationship. And then, yung second, I think, know the love language of your partner. Kasi...
Can you explain that further? Ano ibig sabihin nun?
Yung love language ng partner mo. So, for example, you are comparing yourself, yung situation mo, sa social media. Pero yung partner mo, hindi naman love language ng partner mo is gift-giving. Ang love language ng partner mo is service. Tapos, yung mga magpo-post sa FB, ganyan, etc. You're comparing, you're comparing that to social media. I love you, nagpo-post. Pero yung asawa mo, hindi siya masalita. Hindi siya ganun, di ba? Pero he is showing it through the service. Di ba? Ganun siya. So, know the love language of your husband. And then third, I think, doon sa communication pa lang and sa love language, it's not always 50-50. Yun ang nalaman ko, it's not 50-50 when it comes to relationship. My moment na yung partner mo is only 20% on that day. And then how can you fill it the another 70% or yung kulang ng partner mo sa'yo? And then when you're gonna add it, okay, 20% and then sa'yo, 80% to fill the relationship so you can have 100. Pero pag ikaw yung dalawa ng partner mo is 20% yung partner mo, 30% sa'yo, naging 50, what went wrong? Anong problema yung dalawa? What happened? Ano yung mga, yung problem, yung cause, bakit kayo nag-away, bakit may something else within the two of you? And I think, yun talaga kami. And then, napapansin ko ngayon yun na there are moments na talagang we are filling up the energy of each other, yung percentage, na maybe I'm not really okay, can I have something else, support, ganyan. So, karoon kaming dalawa na asawa ko, yung support talaga, communication and love. So, and I think yung maturity din, kasi naging kami, so 15 years kasi ang gap namin mag-asawa. So naging so ako ay kasal na almost 6 years na kaming kasal. I think yung maturity namin na okay, my husband is 15 years ahead of me, yung maturity niya, talagang alam na niya kung ano yung gagawin niya. And then for me, sabi ko sa sarili ko, I need to be mature for my husband din. Mm. Kasi mature na yung asawa ko. Ayoko makikipag-away sa kanya na parang palengkera or what makes sense to me, no?
So, yeah, yeah, understood, yun, understood.
Kinakausap ko talaga asawa ko. Yun talaga yung pinaka, yung kinakausap ko siya.
Before we take a break, singit lang. What about yung, kasi technically we are Filipinos. May sarili tayong, I would say, culture. May sarili tayong, may sarili tayong kakaiba. Iba yun ang Australian. Paano ka nag-adapt when you were together? Kasi yung alam ko may sarili silang kakaiba sila, kakaiba ka rin, kakaiba ito mga Filipino.
Respecting the culture of each other. For example, kasi they are more on sports. So I am learning the sports na talagang gusto niya. And then ako kasi yung masyadong family yung culture natin, 'di ba? Masyadong
Correct.
Minahal niya yung pamilya ko, yung talagang yung mga yung mga holidays talagang inaral niya. So inaalam niya. May mga moments, even sa food, inaalam niya kung ano yung food na to, gusto niyang kainin, nagustuhan naman niya. Meron naman siyang mga food na ayaw niya talaga. So I'm respecting that, yung choices siya pagdating sa food. So learning talaga yung alamin mo talaga kung ano yung ano yung para sa inyo yung culture nyong dalawa.
Ayun, well said. Anyway, so we'll take a short break. Guys, we'll take a break. When we return, we'll more of say, and of course we'll be reading some messages. Puno na po inbox natin. We have tons of messages coming in. More of that when the leader returns.
ASU TV.
With Australian companies hit every 7 minutes by a cyber attack, these next 60 seconds are pretty important. MasterCard has asked me, an ethical hacker, to help keep you in the know. So let's get started. Tip number 5, use antivirus software. Threats lurk at every corner. Trojans, malware, viruses, these aren't just buzzwords, but real threats to our system. Be it a simple email download can expose your organization to these threats. Antivirus software is essential, and here's the good news. With most computers, they come inbuilt with their own antivirus software. By simply ensuring it's active, you're already taking a huge step to safeguard your company. To learn more about cybersecurity, watch all 10 episodes.
Boost your brand's visibility to new heights with DMC Digital Link Company Limited. Dive into our vibrant portfolio of outdoor advertising solutions. From the stunning billboards that command attention to the vibrant advertising posters that turn heads and the lively transit ads that buzz with energy. We're here to maximize your brand's impact with our expertly crafted services and prime locations, ensuring your message not only reaches, but captivates a wider audience. Don't wait. Connect with DMC Digital Link Company Limited today at 0917846-7028 and let's revolutionize your advertising strategy together.
Hi everyone! Welcome back to the Leadership Project. For today's episode, I am gonna be your host. Oh my god, I forgot to say my name. Hey everyone, this is Say Spears and welcome back to the Leadership Project. For today's episode, I am gonna be your host. This is my husband, Mick. He's gonna be the guest for today.
Game on!
This
is a great question. Any regrets?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Please no. The worst thing I did? Oh my god.
Everything. Oh my god. I need to stop it.
Our show is also streamed live simultaneously on the following social media platforms: YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter.com, now X, LinkedIn.com. You may also follow us at TikTok. We are IBS Media.
Okay, we're back. So, but before I bring in Say, I would like to thank our sponsors. We'd like to thank MasterCard. Thank you, MasterCard, DMC Digital Link, and of course, the Leadership Project, our sponsor for today. And okay, let's get on. Artalia, let's bring in Say na lang. Yan. Okay.
Okay.
Artalia, yeah. And Joy Calderon says, let's go. All right. And this one's from RV Jane. Oh, of course, thank you, RV. Karen Mateo, how's the life there versus here in the Philippines, ma'am? Ano ba? Sa tingin mo, Say, ano ba ang buhay dyan compared sa Philippines? Karen is asking.
Okay. So, masasabi ko naman. So, I'm gonna compare it sa lahat, di ba? Mahirap, pero masarap. Mahirap kasi we do have work-life balance here sa Australia. So, pag sinabi na ito lang yung working hours mo, 8 to 5, ayun lang ang gagawin sa'yo. Kung gusto mang mag-overtime, hindi nila ina-allow yun. And then, when it comes to Saturday and Sunday, most of the your employers, your boss or leaders don't want you to work during the weekends now, or even the holiday, except kung nag-work ka sa hospitality or service industry. And then, yung public transport, it's really good. So, yung malapit kami sa CBD. So, it's about 6 kilometers from the CBD. Pero 15 minutes nandun na kami. May public tram. Yung station, yung tram station nasa harap lang ng apartment building namin. And then second, ang daming options.
Yung tram, parang LRT ba yan?
Ano siya, yung old style na LRT? Or yung, alam mo yung nakakasabay mo siya sa sa kalsada? May sarili, parang train siya. I think the train niya. Yung train sa atin, sa lang siya, sa road. Yon.
Yung pag nasa mall ka, yung may time zone, yung may train ng time zone, ganun ba?
Oo, yung mga ganun. Okay, so, super cool yung ganun. Nakakatawang sumakay. May free naman siya for CBD, around CBD. Pero pag lumabas ka na, kailangan mo na mag-tap ng card, parang beep card siya. So, yun yung inaano natin. So, it's really good then. And then, I think for the first 2 hours, as long as nakapag-tap ka na ng card sa tram, $5 lang yun. So, lumalabas lang 150 pesos, around 150. Pag-tap sa card, 2 hours yun. Buong 2 hours, pwede kang kung pumunta kung saan, basta sa tram. Pag train station, kailangan mo mag-beep on, yung itatap mo yung card, and then tap off sa train station. Pero, I think, around mga $5 lang yon, and then depende kung madadagdagan per kilometer kung magkano yung babayaran mo sa public transport.
I see. Okay, we have a question here from Kyra Montes. Paano nyo po ma-handle ang pressure na pagiging leader?
Oh my God. I've been doing lots of things kasi I've been doing lots of things for TLP, the Leadership Project. Tapos may ongoing pa kung i-open pa kami na TLP Digital Connect. And then, siguro yung time management, yung pressure, you really need to handle and know how to manage your time. And then, there are moments then na parang feeling mo you're being burned out. So, kailangan, meron ka mga 5 to 15 minutes break for yourself. Na parang, it's too much of thinking, ang dami mo nang ginagawa, pressure with the clients, with your employees, and etc. So, I've been giving up, giving myself 5 to 15 minutes break. Kape, kumakape, upo lang ako sa labas, a little bit, lakad ng konti. Kasi pag masyado kong iniisip, masyado kong pinipressure ang sarili ko, baka wala akong magiging output.
Okay.
Ganun.
Alright. Okay, we have another question here from Carlo Villena. Nung pinakilala ka na niya sa parents niya, what comes to your mind since magkaiba tayo ng culture?
oh my God, his parents are so amazing. Ano yung love na love ko yung nanay niya. Kasi nung pinakalala ko ng nanay niya, pinakalala ako ng asawa ko sa nanay niya, ano yung ngiti ng nanay niya, parang angel. Alam mo, tapos, niyakap ako, may kiss pa sa cheeks, ganun. Nasabi ko sa sarili ko, oh my God. Nung una na nosebleed ako kasi ibang accent nila, super strong. Super strong yung Australian accent nila. Pero, they are trying their best to explain it to me further. Yung parang, hindi ako, outside ka, kasi hindi ka naman, hindi ka naman namin ka-citizen, hindi ka naman from here. So, they are really good. They keep on, nung buhay pa yung mother niya, she kept on messaging me. Nagpapadala siya ng mga gifts sa akin. So, from Australia, giving it to me. Nung Hong Kong and Singapore pa kami. So, sobrang, open arms. And then yung tatay naman niya, kasi hiwalay yung, nung time na yun, ha? Hiwalay yung parents niya. So, ganun din. Pinag-bake pa kami ng banana bread. And then, super, yung, hello, how are you, say? Ganun, ma-message sila, talagang welcome nila ako in open arms. Sobrang, ma-family din kasi ang Australian eh, sa totoo lang eh. If you do something else for them, na feeling nila you are, hindi ka bad person, talagang, tatanggapin ka din naman nila.
Correct. Okay. Hello. We have a question here from Albert Akon. I think ang ibig sabihin niya sa question is paano mo nalaman na siya na talaga yung sasagutin mo?
Ayun. Ito. So it was year 2017. Papunta ako doon. Pumunta siya ng Philippines. Sinundo niya ako from Hong Kong. And then I do have a problem that time. Nasa taxi ako, papunta ako sa hotel niya. Nandun siya sa entrance ng hotel, Sofitel. And then yung aura niya, nakangiti lang siya sa akin, kumakaway na ako, like, hello! Dito na ako, ito na yung plate number ng open ko yung window. May dala-dala siya ng staff toy. And then sabi ko, oh my God, ito yung favorite kong staff toy. At hindi ko sabi sa kanya na favorite ko yun, nakita niya lang sa akin, yung small thing. Diba? Okay. Yung small thing na siguro, sabi niya kasi, ito yung lagi mo kasi binibili eh. So, binili ko. Ayun, feeling ko naman, ito yung gusto ko talaga. And then, napaano ako. Oh my God. I think this is it. Siya na talaga. And then, second noon, additional ones, umunta siya, umuwi muna ng Philippines noon, around February 2017, sabi ko sa kanya, punta kami yung nanay at tatay ko, kailangan mong magpaalam kung gusto mo magsama tayong dalawa. Mag-live-in na kami.
Okay.
Nagpaalam siya. Pala ng tatay ko noon na engaged siya kami, magpapakasal na kami. Sabi ko, pa, hindi pa, magsasama lang kami yan. So, ano ka na ba dyan? Alam mo yung yung parents ko, hindi sila talaga really good on English. Pero yung asawa ko, nag-try siya mag-Tagalog.
Okay.
Ko, oh my God, nag-aral siyang content. Kamusta ka? Ganon. Mabuti si ako. Ganon. Nakakatawa siya. So, talagang so, yung family, and then yung marami din kasi ang sign. Nang humi ako ng sign kay Lord nung time na yun, kung siya ba talaga. And feeling ko, gumaan yung feeling. Gumaan yung, alam mo, para ka meron kang mga something sa buhay mo na ang gaan, na I think that I know it. It's him. It's him na talaga.
Ayun. Okay. We have another question from Elena Dizon. Paano magmahal ang Australian partner?
I'm not gonna say Australian. I'm gonna say that, I'm sorry. I'm gonna say not Australian kasi nakita ko din naman to sa iba, even other other nationalities. Talagang ang love language lang niya. Kompleto siya eh. Love giving, kiss, hug, talagang communication, everything. Sobra siya magbigay to me. Sobrang ay ramdam ko na love talaga ako ng asawa ko. Kasi hindi siya makatulog pag magkaaway kami. Yung itsura niya para hindi na-stress siya. So, ayaw niya kasi talaga kami nag-aaway. And then, when it comes to the family, pag nakikita niya naman na na-stress ako, nakikita niya na, what's the problem? Tinatanong niya na ako. Ganito, etc. Ang dami kong kinukwento sa kanya. And then, nakikinig lang siya. And then, I have a problem with this one. I have a problem with this one. And then, ayun. And then, maano siya eh, mabigay siya ng flowers, chocolates, gifts, anything, kahit anong gusto ko, naibibigay naman niya. So, talagang, and then hugs, cuddles. Tapos, makiss din ang asawa ko. Iba talaga siya magmahal.
I see.
Yan.
Oo nga. Ito, there's a question here from Alberto Bolina. Sabi niya, Miss Say, paano naman kayo ng partner niyo sa financial issues? Kasi di po ba iba ang magkaiba yung culture natin? And I think parang, sanay sa kanila kasi I think sa mga foreigners pag once you're married wala na yung family. Sa ating kasi pag married nandiyan pa tumatawag pa yung mga alam mo yon, tumatawag pa kung sino-sino diyan, may problema rito, kailangan ng rescue, mga ganun. How was your thoughts on that?
Nung una sinabi ko naman sa kanya na kailangan ko pa ding i-help yung family ko kasi kasi yung kapatid ko nag-aaral pa, so he's really open about that. Tinulungan niya din ako. And then nung medyo okay na yung family ko kasi hindi naman sila nanghihingi talaga. Pag mga pangkain lang sa aso o yung aso mo, nanino na nagugutom kasi may iniwan akong mga aso sa Pilipinas. Kailangan na pambili ng ganito, ganyan. Yun lang mga hinihingi nila. Pero yung dananda niyo sa a little bit sa bills, na may kishare sa bills kasi yung mga nag-aano din, yun lang yung mga yung mga hinihingi nila. Before, nagkaroon kami ng problema about dyan, pero kinausap ko naman sila eh. And kinausap ko naman yung family ko about doon. So, yun. And then, ngayon, even before, yung asawa ko sa Hong Kong, Singapore, and then until naman ngayon, nag-open siya kami ng bank account, joint bank account. Pinapadala niya ako ng binibigyan niya ako ng pera, pinapapadala siya. Pero nung una ganun, joint account, pero hanggang sa lumaon na, nandoon na yung sahod, nakikita ko yung sahod niya, kung magkano yung sinasahod niya. Sinasabi ko lang sa kanya, ito yung mga kailangan bilhin, ako yung nag-groceries, nagba-budget kami kung ano yung gagawin namin sa pera. So, hindi siya, yung asawa ko hindi talaga siya madamot. Nagiging madamot lang yung asawa ko kapag wala na siyang pera. At kailangan namin magtipid.
I see. Okay. Here's a comment here from Moni Garcia. Swerte mo naman, ma'am, sa naging husband mo. Ayun. Mario Lopez says, hindi naman po, parang naging love show na to ah. Hindi dapat leaders about business pinag-uusapan. Tingnan mo yan, sabi ko nga Pilipino talaga. Napupunta talaga sa hindi naman po ba seloso ang mister nyo kasi 'di ba masyadong friendly tayo mga Pinoy. Ayan.
Hindi siya seloso as long as kilala niya yung sasamahan ko. And alam naman niya ako, kilala naman niya ako na iilan lang yung sinasamahan ko eh. Iilan lang yung sinasabahan ko kasi nagiging mapili na din ako sa mga pupuntahan ko. So, hindi siya seloso. Hindi siya seloso.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
Yun lang.
And this is a question from Mario Lopez. Hello po, pareho po kayong may business ng partner nyo, di ba? Dumating ba na ba sa point ng buhay na kayong dalawa na stress? Sa work, paano nyo na-handle yun mag-asawa?
Okay. Yung business namin, yung business ko at business ako, same lang po yun. So, kapag stress kaming dalawa, nag-uusap kaming dalawa, Ay, sabi nga nila, eh, paano daw namin na-handle mag-asawa yung business namin. Parehas kami, nagtatalo kami. May mga times na nagtatalo talaga kami. Mm-hmm. Eh, pero yung nasa pag-uusap yan, nag-uusap kasi kami. And then after that, yung about sa business, iniiwan na namin yan, yung about sa business. Kasi, after, let's say, ang tapos ang working hours namin is 6 o'clock p.m. So after nun, kung meron man kaming mga naiwan pa, pag-uusapan namin yan. And then after that, okay, let's leave the work already. And then let's settle to each other. And then, bukas na yan. Kasi gusto namin ng time sa isa't isa. Sabi na namin, eto na lang yung time namin sa isa't isa, yung gabi at umaga. Tapos the whole day, di ba? Busy kami sa trabaho namin.
Okay, shout out to Ed Samaniego. Thank you very much for watching. And Grace Lazaro says, ang cute mong magkwento, Miss Say. Ramdam ko yung kilig mo habang nagkukwento ka. Ha, ha, ha. So, another one here. From Diana, nakakatuwa balikan yung ligawan stage, Miss Say. And then from Diana Cortez, mas maganda talaga na kay Lord mo hiningi yung deserve mo. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then Timothy Chavez says, do you believe particularly, Miss Say, as you handle, do you live in patriarchy? Paano ba to? What does that mean? Miss Say, as you handle... O nga, kasi diba, I think what he's trying to say here is your husband and wife, tapos siya boss mo. Or I don't know, is it the other way around? Or paano yun? Kasi, what's your thought on that?
Kasi kami dalawang asawa, 50-50 kami eh. 50-50 kami pagdating sa business. Pero nagiging higher lang ako talaga. Nagiging higher ako or siya. Kapag meron na kaming mga business or na kailangan naming, I think you're better than this. What's gonna be your, on deciding this one? What are your thoughts? Ganun na kaming dalawa. And then, nagiging na kami doon, yung, okay, yung weigh-in, meron kami noon eh, nagsusulat kami, what's gonna be the pros and cons of about doing these things, ganyan, doon na kami nag-weigh. So, yun lang.
All right. Okay, this is one from Ronald Valdez. But before I say that, I would like to say hello to Nitoy Gabrinao, who is watching. Proud to see you, VP Say, from Nitoy. Ayun. From Roman Valdez, Miss Say, okay lang ba share nyo sa amin isa sa pinakamabigat na nangyari sa inyo ng partner nyo at kung paano nyo naayos yun? Another love story na naman.
Oo nga eh. Okay, we have been into many, many obstacles. Pero I think I'm gonna say about finances. So what happened with, kasi nung palipat kami, pauwi kami ng Singapore, ay ng Philippines noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he has this vision doing business in the Philippines. And then kung clients is overseas. Hindi niya na-anticipate. Hindi siya, nung time na yon parang, nangingi siya ng advice sa akin, pero yung validation pagdating dun sa sa advices, hindi niya walang validation eh. So parang, what's gonna be your thing about this one? And then pag nagsasabi ako ng advice sa kanya na I don't like doing this, I don't like this, but ang pinapakinggan niya yung but, yung about something else that is really good about his vision, yung mga negative things hindi niya na pinakikinggan. So, let's say, for example, yung finances. So, nakakuha kasi siya talaga ng malaking bonus sa company niya. Year 2021. So, that's the reason why meron kami the leadership project. Hindi siya naging okay sa pag-handle ng finances namin.
Okay.
And then, nalugi kami doon. As in, malaking pera yung nalugi sa amin. So, let's... umaabot ng more than 10M yung yon. Kaya kasabi ko sa asawa ko, matatanggap ko pa yung mga cheating, ganyan, etc. Pero yung pera, oh my God, stress. Stress ang babalutin talaga sa'yo. Parang so many months mo talaga dadalhin yun eh. Yung, ano ba yun, hindi ka marunong sa pag-handle ng pera. Dapat ganito yung ginawa natin. Ganyan, ganito. Okay. Pero yun yung pinakamalaki naming, yung pinakamabigat na problema na nangyari sa aming dalawa.
So paano na paano mo na ayos 'yun?
Okay. That's the reason why nagkaroon kami ng, from Leadership Project, nagkaroon kami ng other businesses, which is the digital marketing. And then, nagkaroon kami ng consulting. Kasi yung consulting na yun is as transport on mobility. This is still yung tumatanggap siya ng consulting consulting jobs. So, malaki kasi yung pera sa consulting, especially sa transport and mobility. So, every project, okay talaga yon. Kasi before, ayaw niya tumanggap ng other, gusto lang niya talaga leadership, project training. And you know, when it comes to business, it's not always highs. Meron ding lows. Diba? Correct. Ngayon, February. Okay itong leadership training or leadership academy, yung coaching, executive coaching. The next month, oh my God, nandiyan yung lows. Kasi may mga clients na talaga mabagal magbayad.
Okay,
especially
okay.
corporate clients or multinational clients. So, maabot niya ng 6 months. Six months hindi ko mabayaran. Oh my God.
Ganun.
So, sabi ko sa kanya, we have a lot of coaches. Our network is really good. What do you think of helping these thought leaders, businesses, entrepreneurs to do their digital marketing? Kasi we are doing the leadership project. We are doing the marketing of the leadership project. What do you think of helping them? Ayun, doon na kami hanggang sa medyo naging okay na yung flow, tumanggap na siya ng consulting jobs. Kasi one consulting job ng asawa ko, 500,000, ganun yung namin. So, talagang okay. Hanggang, syempre, natanggap kami ng consulting. Meron pa rin naman kami binabayaran ng mga employees, diba? Meron pa kami mga subscriptions, ang dami-daming expenses, business expenses. So, ayun, yun yung na.
Sige, say we'll take a break. Guys, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back right after this. So don't go. More of Say Spears when we return.
We love inspiring people, but we need to run commercials to sustain this show. If you want to support us, we would be delighted to have you contact us. We will take a break and we'll be right back.
Boost your brand's visibility to new heights with DMC Digital Link Company Limited. Dive into our vibrant portfolio of outdoor advertising solutions. From the stunning billboards that command attention to the vibrant advertising posters that turn heads and the lively transit ads that buzz with energy. We're here to maximize your brand's impact with our expertly crafted services and prime locations, ensuring your message not only reaches, but captivates a wider audience. Don't wait. Connect with DMC Digital Link Company Limited today at 0917846-7028, and let's revolutionize your advertising strategy together.
Our show is also streamed live simultaneously on the following social media platforms: YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter.com, now X, LinkedIn.com. You may also follow us at TikTok. We are IBS Media.
ASU TV.
Okay, welcome back. So let's bring in Missay. Missay, from the love from the love stuff, dun tayo muna sa business side. Is the leadership project is this something na parang limited lang dyan sa Australia na, or is it also available here in the Philippines?
Oh no. The leadership project, it's actually a Singapore based Singapore registered company. Hanggang it's not limited sa Singapore, Australia. They're also in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So meron din kaming mga coaches in the Philippines. We also have employees based in the Philippines. Actually, yung mga employees namin, they are based in the Philippines. Yung iba doon.
Mm-hmm. So what do you what are the services of the Leadership Project?
So the Leadership Project, it's we are running Leadership Academy or training. We also have coaching, executive coaching. Meron din kaming yung other business ko is the digital marketing. We are handling social media management, website management. Actually, we're doing that, but we're on, more on the social media management.
Okay. So,
and then additional one.
Go ahead. Additional.
And then, yung digital marketing services namin is yung kinikater namin unique needs of thought leaders, businesses, and entrepreneurs. So, ano yun eh? Because every businesses have their unique selling points or unique needs talaga. So, yun, we are catering them or designing their digital marketing for them.
Okay, so what are the parang target clients or customers ninyo? Especially sa the Leader Project.
So, aming target customers are thought leaders that don't know how to share their message to the world. So, they're struggling.
When you say thought, can you explain ano yung thought leaders? Kasi parang, again, di ba, parang lahat naman leader eh, or lahat naman na naging boss na leader. could you parang expound further yung target nyo?
I think I'm gonna explain it a little bit on the Philippine side. Yung thought leaders, yung coach, I think the coaches, leadership coaches, it's really good. And business coach, yun yung more kinikater namin. Kasi we already know how to market their business. Kasi we are already coaches. We are leadership coaches. We are business consultants. Yeah, so we already know how to market their business on their target audience. Kung target audience nila.
Okay. And then let's cater some questions here from our audience. From David D. Wow, maganda talaga pag dalawa kayong utak nagtutulungan sa business. From Diana Klein, saan po mabibili mga books niyo, Miss A? I think it was being shown. Meron po ba yan sa Shopee or Lazada? Miss A?
Oh, National Bookstore. Exclusively na lang po siya sa National Bookstore and then sa Amazon. Sa Amazon po. And you can also send me a message. Send an email or message sa aking Facebook account.
And of course, Miss Sherilyn is watching. Petalvera, hi VP, say, love your story. You also have a very interesting business. Ayan. Okay. Let's go on to the part wherein we have viewers out there na planning to have their own business. And of course, having a business is not just parang mayroon kang capital, pwede ka na mag-business. It's also about leadership. What are your thoughts or your advice to all those who wanted to have a business and being a leader at the same time also?
I think I'm going to do it on a business and leader perspective, diba?
Okay.
When you are opening up a business, know kung ano yung talagang kayang-kaya mong gawin. So when you are really good on that part, kahit natutulog ka, alam na alam mo yung ano, at pagising mo, alam mo na yung gagawin mo. Kasi pag gumawa ka lang ng business based sa trend, meron sa TikTok dito, beauty products, ito na lang ibenta ko. Pero actually, hindi naman yun ang talagang target, ang pinaka-selling, yung alam mo eh, ginawa mo lang sa trend. Ginawa mo lang siya dahil saan, pero meron ka pa palang iba. So, know something else. Know what you can do. Alam mo, kahit nakaupo ka lang, alam mo yung sa sarili mo na open up that you are passionate about.
Okay.
Pero yung ano, yung sasabihin mo lang na, mag-open ako ng ito without anything. without any knowledge, without ano, sobrang, at hindi mo pag-aaralan, hindi talaga siya magiging okay. So yun ang yan, ayun, yun yung nangyari sa amin, yung asawa ko dahil sa fitness. Alam niya naman niya, gustong-gusto niya naman yun, pero hindi siya totally yung 100% na alam niya yung negosyong yun eh. Kaya nagkaroon kami ng leadership, kasi leadership project, because he has been on the leadership world for 30 years. Okay. Na alam niya na yung ginagawa niya, kahit natutulog siya, yun yung talagang ano,
If ever ba, Miss A, say gagawa ka ng business, do you have to go through being a training muna, being a good leader muna bago ka mag-business? Or parang you'll just matutunan mo naman niya as you go along? Ano thoughts mo dyan?
Okay. So, kasi merong mga trainings na hindi mo talaga matututunan all along, na parang based on experiences or based on something else. Malalaman mo yun when you do the training. Mm-hmm. When you do the training, and then, yun ang masasabi ko, you can't just know it on based on something else. Kailangan mo talaga siya matutunan, kailangan mo siyang aralin. So there's this leadership academy or leadership training.
I see. Okay. There's a question here. Sabi niya, pagiging leader, ang ginagawa ko lang is nanonood ako ng mga ano to sa mga Facebook, sa TikTok leadership ano. Is it enough daw yung mga meron kasi sa mga YouTube lang na how to be a leader, parang may mga, is that enough already?
I don't think so that it's enough, kasi I'm going to give an example about that.
Sige.
Nag-join ako ng Gateway program ng asawa ko. So on the back of my mind, alam ko na yan. Alam mo nang ginagawa ko. Alam ko rin ginagawa ng asawa ko, nakita ko na eh. Pero when you join something very different, ganito pala yun. Ganito pala yung experience when you join a Gateway program, leadership training. Kasi iba yung ano eh, yung ginagawa doon pag nag-join ka na. There will be ano, yung experts, there will be people, yung asawa ko he's already an expert doon sa field na yun. So iba yung first hand in hand na training pagkasama sila.
So hindi lang siya yung parang how to be a good leader. Then YouTube, hindi ganun. Kasi meron, actually pag i-type mo, meron eh. How to be a good leader.
Meron.
Meron eh.
Yeah. Oo, meron.
So, hindi lang yun, okay.
Hindi lang yun.
I see. Alright, so Miss A, I think we're running out of time.
Oo nga.
If there's anything, is there anything you would like to promote, go ahead now.
Okay, hello everyone. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel called The Leadership Project. And also, we also have Facebook account, Instagram. Ang Instagram po namin ay mick.spears official. And then ang aming we also have TikTok account, and we also have LinkedIn. You can search me on LinkedIn. So say Therese, Therese Spears, but you can also search on me, say, pwede naman yon. And then we also have LinkedIn account called The Leadership Project. Kulang ang time. Opo, totoo po yan. And thank you so much, Mr. Roy Bato, for this interview. I really enjoyed it. I know meron pa maraming many people wanted to ask more about the love story.
I think may part 2 tayo, kasi I think I've been a DJ for like many years. Alam mo ba, pagdating sa politics at saka sa love story, ang daming, grabe pag love story ang pinag-uusapan. Grabe talaga, blockbuster. Sobrang blockbuster. Parang lahat yata ng Pilipino may hugot eh. Parang wala yata sa Pilipinas na walang may hugot.
Next time siguro love story. Sige, pwede namin isama ko na din yung aking husband.
Parang point of view niya as a an Australian, at saka ikaw as a Filipino, parang magre-raise tayo ng question. Titingnan natin yeah. ngayon ano ang kasi iba yung culture nila sa culture natin, di ba?
Yes, yes.
Ayun. Anyway, say thank you very much for joining in and
thank you.
I think magkakaroon pa tayo ng part 2 nito and I think maganda suggestion 'yun. Isama natin 'yung asawa mo. Tingnan
yes.
natin. Ang problema lang natin pala pag isama natin 'yung asawa mo. Baka mag dudugo-dugo ang mga English natin nito at saka 'yung mga viewers natin. Kasi puro Tagalog 'to eh. Warang baka maubusan siguro. We will promote it ahead of time para makapag-back up sila yung you prepare your questions in English ahead. Parang ganun.
Yes, yes, tama. And don't worry, I'm gonna be here naman. I can translate it in Tagalog and then Tagalog to English. Wag. And then nakakaintindi naman siyang konti ng Tagalog.
And one thing before you go, I remember someone, I have a friend, may girlfriend siya na, ayun, foreigner din. Nag-away sila. Tapos, nakita namin siya, parang tahimik lang siya. Tapos yung babae, dinadaldalan siya, binubungangaan siya. And then, tapos umalis na yung girl, sabi namin, pre, ano nangyari? Ba't parang, binubulyawan ka ng babae ah? Actually, pre, hindi ko masyadong maintindihan. Sobrang bilis yung English eh. So, hindi sabihin, kasi sabi ko, ba't hindi ka lumaban? Yung pala, hindi niya naintindihan. Kasi ang bilis daw eh. So anyway, yun lang. Yung pala ang mahirap pag ano eh, pag foreigner yung asawa mo. Anyway, say thank you very much for joining and baka may part 2 pa tayo.
Of course. Thank you so much. All right.
Okay, so guys, thank you very much for watching and to all those who have greetings and comments. Pasensya na if hindi namin mabasa lahat. By the way, this show will be available tomorrow or tonight on our Spotify. Courtesy of Radio Kalusugan will be available tomorrow. This show will be available tomorrow on Spotify, Apple Music, TuneIn with Alexa, Google Podcast. And marami pa, but anyway, we'll just post it. The podcast edition of this show will be available tomorrow. Once again, this has been Roy Bato saying thank you very much. Catch us again next time for another episode of The Leader.
What does it take to be a leader? What paths have people like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates walked to carve their niches in the annals of success? The Leader by Asul TV dives deep into the minds, habits, and decisions of successful individuals. From their early life challenges to their pivotal breakthroughs, join host Roy Bato as he unravels the fabric of leadership and innovation that sets these figures apart. Discover the drive, the failures, the resilience, and the ultimate victories that define true leaders. The Leader with Roy Bato.